Now KRWG News, it's 7:45. It has taken 3 years for the New Mexico legislature to answer a request for advice about ethical conduct by one of its members. A legislative ethics panel Monday endorsed a six-page opinion that lawmakers can rely on to provide immunity from sanctions. It says that a lawmaker must assiduously avoid using a legislative position for professional advantage, and that public disclosure is the pole star for managing conflicts of interest. Legislative Counsel Service Director Raul Burciaga says the request was submitted 3 years ago by a lawmaker who wishes to remain anonymous. It asks about appropriate conduct for a legislator who works as an attorney at a law firm that has state contracts and has partners who are registered lobbyists, as well as other situations. A public defender in Roswell had a story to tell. Attorney and author Jonathan Miller told that story in his first novel. I talked with him about that process ahead of his visit to Las Cruces this week. Jonathan Miller is an award-winning author who has practiced law for over 17 years in New Mexico. He talks about the inspiration for his first book when he was in his first job in Roswell.
Well, as I was driving down to Roswell, I saw a sign on Route 285 that said, "Watch for rattlesnakes," at the Mesa rest stop about 38 miles north of Roswell. And I decided I was going to call my book Rattlesnake Lawyer. And at first it was sort of tongue-in-cheek because even though I'm from Albuquerque, I've lived on the East Coast and I fancied myself as a big-time lawyer. And being a public defender in Roswell was the last thing I wanted to do. And I was a fish out of water in the high desert there. And I was in Roswell before Roswell was cool. And just adjusting to the culture and the society was very cinematic, so to speak. And I had a lot of adventures. And the thing about a place like Roswell is I lived in the same apartment complex as some of my clients. And there was literally no escape from my law practice.
That must be a little bit uncomfortable when you'd hear a knock at the door.
Yeah, and again, if you're getting your hair cut by the mother of a murderer, or you're being served by the waitress who's the girlfriend of a kidnapper, the question is how much do you tip?
How many books have you written now?
I'm up to 11 novels.
Do you have a favorite of your own?
Well, my first book, Rattlesnake Lawyer, was my best book. It took 10 years to put all my thoughts down and get it organized so it flowed. My book, Luna Law, won the Hillerman Award for Fiction, but the latest book, Rattlesnake and Son, which just came out, is currently a finalist in the New Mexico Arizona Book Awards in the ebook category, and that is by far the best book I've ever written.
Well, congratulations. What's it about?
The lawyer who originally was 27 in the first book is in his 50s, and he's got a long-lost son in TRC. And the son is a psychic, except one of those nerdy psychics, which you hear so often that's almost a cliche. And the kid goes to a military school, which is a fictional school down in Cruces. Let's just say there's a couple of incidents in the school, violent incidents, and this poor kid is sort of a scapegoat for some crimes, and the lawyer has to defend his son.
Now let's talk about the process of getting yourself published, which you'll be helping people do here in Las Cruces.
My story is unique. I was in Roswell, but I had been admitted to the Washington, D.C. bar, and I saw an article about Washington lawyers who were acting as agents, and I sent my pitch of being a public defender in Roswell to one of those agents. He accepted it. It was optioned by a major production company, and I received a decent amount of money, and yet the book wasn't published for 10 years. The joke I like to make is my book wasn't compelling, so I moved to Los Angeles to get compulsion. I got a master's degree at the American Film Institute in the middle of my legal career, and I learned what was wrong with the book. and this is crucial, is that if just because you think your book is good doesn't mean that other people will think that it's good. So I fictionalized it, streamlined it, and then I had my book published by a Los Angeles publishing company that had just come into its own. So that was how my first book was published. Now I go around through New Mexico publishers, and I've got several different publishers that publish my work.
Jonathan Miller will speak at the Sage Branch of the Brannigan Library Thursday at 1. For more of my interview with Miller, log on to krwg.org.